Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Sister's Place Blog Talk Radio Show. Today we have a great feature. We are speaking with Iris Bowling. She is joining us today to talk about her new movie, Deadly Sexy. Iris, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Latrice. It's wonderful to be back with you again.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to have you on board. So you have a new movie that is going to be coming out titled Deadly Sexy. Can you tell us about that?
I can. Deadly Sexy is actually a story written by the wonderful Beverly Jenkins. And it is actually like book five in a series that she has called this NIA series. And what the NIA series is about is about it's a government agency that goes out and they attempt to assist neighborhoods in ways that police departments cannot do. Now, Deadly Sexy happens to be the very last book in that particular contemporary group, and it's connected, it's a sister. It's one of the sisters to one of those agents. And her name is Jessie J.T. Blake. She is better known as Lady Blake. And it is full of drama, it's full of suspense, it is full of black love, which is what drew me to it. Now, you know, I'm a romance writer, so I love anything that has a happy ending to it. But I need a little bit of spice with my books, and that's what Deadly Sexy gives you. Gives you a little bit of spice. Well, actually a whole lot of spice, but it gives you a little bit of spice with it.
Okay, that's okay. What was it about Beverly Jenkins' novel that drew you in to adapt it into a movie?
Beverly Jenkins. That's what your name is. Beverly Jenkins. For those who don't know who Beverly Jenkins is, let me just share a little bit about her, and then, you know, you will understand why. I felt this was, you know, I do movies, but I always did my own stories. This is my first time stepping outside of doing my own things. To do, and it's because it's Beverly Jenkins. First, let me give you technical stuff to get that out of the way. Beverly Jenkins is the 2017 Romance Writers of America Nora Roberts Lifetime Achievement Award winner. Lifetime achievement. Now, let me put that out there.
Okay.
That's important. She's also been nominated for the NAACP Image Award in Literature. She is the 2016 Romantic Times Reviewer's Choice Award for Historical Romance. I mean, she has titles that I can continue to give you over and over and over again. That's the business side of Beverly Jenkins. Let me tell you about the personal side of Beverly Jenkins that attracted me to her as an author. Beverly Jenkins is that person that goes out and she mentors others. Sometimes I'm not even sure she knows she's doing it. She's just that type of person that you sit down and she starts talking and she spits out so much wisdom. And I don't care when you sit down and speak with her, wisdom that she gives to us that encourages and mentors us in this literary world. She is that person that if you talk to just about any African-American author who writes romance, they will either mention Brother Jackson or Beverly Jenkins, because those are two ladies that really open doors, you know, for us, and they encourage us, and they make sure that we have the knowledge about the business of writing and about how to deal with your fan base, you know, and how to treat and appreciate your fan base. So that's who Beverly Jenkins is in a nutshell, so that you understand why we are so thrilled about the thought of doing one of her books. Now, the other thing you have to know about Beverly Jenkins is she writes like crazy. She writes stories that you started and you plan to, I'm going to read an hour, then I'm going to put it down, and then, you know, I'll come back to it. Huh, that's not going to happen. When you open a Beverly Jenkins book, I don't care if it's one of her historicals, which she is really, really known for, one of her historicals or one of her contemporaries or one of her women's fictions, it doesn't matter. Once you open it, just give your day in, because you're not going to be able to put that book down, because her stories are that gripping. Now, with Deadly Sexy was written back in 2007.
Okay.
But if you pick that book up today, it is so relevant to what's happening with women today that it is almost scary. Because J.T. Blake, just to tell you a little bit about J.T. Blake, she is a woman who is in a male occupation. She is a sports agent. And you can imagine how interesting that could be for a female back in 2007 to be in that business. Well,
right.
Think about what it would be like today. And
today.
It's a male dominant career. You know, it's a male dominant career. And what this story tells you, it tells you about some of the JT has to go through being in that type of career. And there's another agent who wants to take over her business. He wants to take over her business. He wants to take her clients from her. And he used some tactics that are just not, it's not the way to go. It's not just he wants to take over her clients. He wants to eliminate her off of the face of this earth. And he takes steps to attempt to do that. Yes. This is not, I mean, it's romance, don't get me wrong, because you have Reese Anthony Define, you know, who comes in and, love that man. Anyway, he comes in and he tries to do some things to really take her life, not only her clients, but her life. It is suspenseful. This is one of those stories. When this movie comes out, this movie is going to attract just as many men as it's going to attract women, because it's suspense driven. You know, it's just that suspenseful. So it's going to attract both when this movie comes out.
Okay. All right, that's what I'm talking about. Now, usually when books are adapted to movies, they either put a twist on the story or they stick to the plot of the novel. Which direction did you go? Because I know earlier you mentioned you add a little spice to it. Did you go off from the novel?
I didn't have to do that with Deadly Sexy. With Deadly Sexy, the spice was already there. You have the sexy Lady Blake, as her clients call her, but her name is Jessie Teresa Blake. And they call her, her family calls her JT. And then you have that fine, Reese Anthony. Now, here's what's sad. Now, we haven't seen, Reese Anthony is a fictional character, but if you ever discuss this book with anyone, they're going to talk to you as if Reese Anthony is a real person and he's standing right there in front of them, because that's the way, that's the way Beverly Jenkins writes her characters, is if Reese Anthony is standing right here in front of me right now as I talk about him. So you have the sexy JT, and then you have the fine Reese Anthony. And when the two meet, it is an explosion from the beginning. You feel the connection from the beginning. So I do not have to spice up any of this movie. It was any of it in the movie. It's already there. It was already written, and you can feel it. My challenge is going to be to get that feeling from the pages of those books onto that screen. You know, which means, you know, we're going to have some some fine brothers and sisters in this movie. You know.
That's right. That's right.
Do it that way. So I really don't have to change even the action that's in it. The action that's in this particular movie, when we wrote the script, it was already there. We did not have to go in and embellish anything because it was written between the pages of those books. So Beverly made this very easy to transform into a movie. So we won't have to embellish a lot. My only concern is how we're going to blow things up, because we do have to blow some things up. So that's my
okay. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so the great thing about Deadly Sexy is it's not anything that I did not have to change anything to get this script form into, you know, for a movie, because Beverly has the sex there. She has the love there. She has the romance. As Reese would say, the courting is there. I know people don't know that word because people don't really court now. But
Right.
You know, they don't. They really don't court now. But Reese lets JT know she's being courted, you know. And that's it. So the romance is there. And then we have Bobby Garrett, BG3, that's what I call him. G3 is what he's referred to in the book. But he comes in and he brings the drama. He brings the danger. You know, he brings that suspense into the story. So I would tell you, when we get into the studios and we start making this movie, it's going to be explosive. So I'm very, very excited to say I did not have to stray away from the book at all. You're going to get this story the way it was written.
Okay, I like that. So who are some of the cast members, and what's the timeline that you are shooting to have this released next year or coming?
The only thing that I can say about the cast members is that you, with God's help, you are going to see some familiar faces. You're going to see some faces that you have seen before. But the great thing about being able to do an independent film is that you're able to give some new opportunities to those people that's coming into the film industry for the first time. And you're going to and you get to mix them in with some established actors or cast members that's out there that knows the game. And whenever we do a project, I like to mix experience and newbies so that those that have the experience can in some way teach those that are coming in for the first time. But the thing I can tell you is that one or two, three, maybe four, the people that we're looking at because we haven't signed contracts with anyone yet, but people that we're looking at are going to be faces that you have seen before.
Okay,
so
looking forward
tell
to
you
that.
Now, as far as time frame goes, time frame depends on two different things. One, we are still in the process of attempting to raise the financing to get the movie going. So we're still in the process of that. So anyone who is interested in investing into a project that is told by us, for us, and written by us, let's put it that way.
There you go.
This is going to be the film project that you want to invest in. The one thing that I'm so appreciative of you giving me this opportunity to speak on it today, because I think we need to understand if we really want to get stories out there that truly represent us. Sometimes
yes.
we may have to get out there and we may have to do it for ourselves. We can't always depend on others to step in and say, hey, we want to do that movie for you. Now, please don't misunderstand me. I'm open to anyone, that wants to come in and say, hey, we like this project. We want to help you get this done. Our doors are open for that, you know, as well. But I think that sometimes we have to show that we are investing in ourselves too. And with
That's
this
right.
particular movie, it's written by Beverly Jenkins, who is an African-American queen of history, writing everything. So it's written by her. Once this all said and done, prayerfully, we will be producing it by Siri Austin, which is my production company. And when we go out there, the one thing that we will be able to say is that this was made possible by us, because it's her readers, it's her followers, it's the people who mm-hmm. believe in the project that is helping us to finance this movie. I'm praying that there's another piece that I can't talk about too much, where some people have expressed interest in coming in and helping us get this movie, help us to get Deadly Sexy to the screen. And my prayer is that we'll hear something from them soon and be able to make an announcement about that. But in the meantime, I'm that type of person. I'd like to make sure that we have something to fall back on just in case, you know, that
right.
doesn't come through for us. We want to make sure we still have something to fall back on. So we're still raising funds in order to get Deadly Sexy into production.
Okay.
And we're getting there. We're getting there. We still need a little bit of help to get it there, though.
And it
so
will happen. It will happen.
Thank you. I believe that. I know it's going to happen. I'm not giving up on it, because this story is worth telling, number one. Number two, anything that Beverly Jenkins has written has taught us something about our own history. Even this story, even though it tells us a little bit about our history in this. And then we need to see us. We need to see us in this positive light. Not always in a comedy, not always
right.
as the sidestep to the main character, but we need to see us as main characters. And I think with Jesse J.T. Blake and Reese Anthony, they are great models to put up there to show our children when they go to look at this movie. They say, oh, I want to be a sports agent. You know, when it's done, I want to be able to do that, you know, so that they
mm-hmm.
can see that those things are available to us, too. You know, we don't see that a lot, you know. So I think diversity is something that we all talk about. Well, let's see if we can make it happen in this particular arena.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. So what's coming down the pipeline for Iris Bowling, the producer, the author, because you are a best-selling author as well? What's coming down the pipeline next for you?
Okay. Well, we don't have a whole lot of time. So let's just give it
a summary.
The
summarize.
Over. Summarize it.
Yeah.
Okay, as far as, let's go with the production piece first. We have
okay.
Deadly Sexy, which we are working we're really trying to get the finances together for that. So if anybody
mm-hmm.
wants to contribute to that, they can go to GoFundMe Deadly Sexy DS, the movie. And
okay.
if anybody wants more information, you can just go to my website or you can go to my website, SiriAustin.com, SiriAustin. .com, be able to get information on how you can contribute to that. The next project that we're working on, I'm actually doing the script for right now, is Unfinished Business by Brenda Jackson.
Okay.
We don't have a time frame on that because it's going to depend on once we get Beverly film done, we get Daily Sexy mm-hmm. done, then we're going to be looking at doing Unfinished Business for Brenda Jackson, and I'm currently working on that script now. Then I have to get back to season 3 of the Heart series. So I have to get back to season 3 of the Heart series, and then we have one other project that we're looking at doing for Jacqueline Collins. So that's the production side of it that's going on. I know, it's crazy. Anyway, the book side, it's a blessing, though. It's a blessing.
Yes,
now,
it is.
On the book
yes,
side, we have, I just had a release. It's called the Book of Timothy, Symmetry, which is book 7 in my Gems and Gents series. And it's that particular one is about the Lassiter family. So I have that out. Then in December, I have, for Christmas, I'm giving everyone a story that they've been dying for, which is a continuation of the Lassiters, and it's about the youngest daughter, Fire. So that will be coming out in December. And then in March, believe it or not, we actually are coming up on the 10-year anniversary of the Heart series. So
we are doing
J.D., the re-election, will be coming to people in March. So that's the book.
Okay.
That's on the book side. And in January, Siri Austin, I know, it's crazy. In January, Siri Austin Production is going to be making an announcement of a new set of writers that will be working on the series along with me. But that announcement is coming out in January, so I'm going to hold that one.
Okay.
So that's the publishing side. That's the publishing side. And I know it's crazy. Then on the mentoring side, I have a number of workshops that will be coming up in 2018. We're going to do one in production where we can teach people how to get started as an independent filmmaker. Then I'm going to be doing another series. I did one this year on publishing. So I'm going to be doing another series, 6-week series on publishing for people. And then I am going to attempt to start mentoring writers. Those people that want to self-publish for themselves, I'm going to start mentoring a small group of writers.
Okay.
That's the summer.
Girl, where do you take a vacation? When do you find a time?
Listen, I need one of those. I need one of those, too. But I think, you know, as we were talking before, I think it's important for us to establish our platforms. I think it's important for people of color to really start looking into setting up those legacies. We were just talking about setting up those legacies for their families. I am hoping that Siri Austin Entertainment will continue to reach out to authors such as Beverly Jenkins, such as Brenda Jackson, such as Deborah Mello, who has a wonderful collection of stories out there, such as Loretta Walls. We've been talking about trying to get Loretta, one of her stories, you know, into the production mode as well. So I'm hoping that Siri Austin will be a mechanism for those authors of color, women of color especially, to be able to reach out to an open door in the different mediums that they want to be in. You were mentioning before about different mediums that you wanted your product, you wanted to be able to take your production into. It's the same thing with Siri Austin. We want to look into doing books to film. That, you know, we started the process, and now we want to open doors for others to be able to do that. We
mm-hmm.
want to be able to mm-hmm. help others do audio books. Independent authors don't get an opportunity to really get their books into audible books as well
mm-hmm.
as print and e-books. Well, we did that with one of ours. We went through the process, and I don't like testing anything on anybody unless I tested on my own stuff first. So
that's
we were
right.
able to produce to produce an audio book. So we want to open those type of doors for women of color, for authors of color, for well, really for anyone. But I have to say I'm particularly geared towards giving authors and women and people of color the opportunity to come into these mediums that we have tapped into. You know, so so I think that Sherry Austin is going to be something that prayerfully when it's all said and done and I'm laid to rest, my son can pick up on and be able to carry it forward. It's important for us to lay down those roots or try to leave something that our children will be able to pick up on and carry it through. So
that's
right. My preaching for the day.
We got to leave a legacy. Not just leaving a legacy, but we got to reach back and pay it forward. So pull those
yes.
that we know, help them out and bring them forward so that they too can reach back and pull somebody forward. It's to be a blessing to others is what we do.
Yes. But the thing about it is when you are a blessing to others, you know, that blessing comes back to you tenfold.
Yes.
It comes
yes,
back
yes.
to you in some ways. When I sit back now and I look at some of the cast members that we used in the very first Heart series, TV
mm-hmm.
series, oh, some of them are doing wonderful things now. You know, and it feels good when I see that because I know we opened the door there. You know, we opened the door,
yes.
and they took that, and they took it, and they ran with it. And that's what you want to see. You know, you want to see when
mm-hmm.
people open doors. You want to see them take that ball and run through that door with it, you know, and go to the finish line with it. And when you can, you want to be able to take a moment and say, thank you. Thank you for giving me that
that's
opportunity.
Right.
You know,
that's right.
And with Deadly Sexy, Beverly Jenkins opened the door for Sherry Austin Entertainment. Yes, we were doing our own movies, you know, with the TV series and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But Beverly Jenkins could take her story anywhere. You know, Beverly Jenkins
yes.
is that well-known author that she could take her story to TNT. She could take her story to
BET.
Hallmark. She could take her story
yeah.
Aspire,
yeah.
BET, all of those places. She did not have to turn to Sherry Austin and say, do this movie for me. You know, so she is again opening another door for us. As a business, she's opening this door for Sherry Austin Entertainment, and I'm praying that we will be able to make her proud that she did. You know, I want to make
mm-hmm.
sure that when Daily Sexy is made, that it is made in a way that she will sit back. I want to bring tears to her eyes when she sees it. I want her to
aww.
Know that I put just as much love into her project as I would put into one of my own, you know. So
that's beautiful.
That's my way of saying thank you to Beverly Jenkins for having the belief in us, the belief in Sherry Austin Entertainment, to give us one of her babies. Because, you know, our books
mm-hmm.
are our babies.
Yes, they are.
Our babies. So she is entrusting one of her babies to us, and I just want to make sure that whether we do it on our own or we do it in conjunction with another team of wonderful ladies that's out there that's trying to open doors for romance. I don't want to mention their names, but I like what they're doing. I like the way that they have come out and they picked romance to highlight on their network. And it's three women that came together and they pulled their resources and they pulled their talents to start this network. And I love that they're doing it, and they are looking at some romance that is written by people of color. So I do admire them for opening that door as well. And prayerfully, I'm sending up some prayers. We'll hear something soon. But the fact that Beverly gave us the opportunity to open the door for her, or when she opened the door for us, she gave us an opportunity to do it. I want to make sure that we do it well.
Okay, perfect. So how can our audience find and connect with you for more release information on your projects in film, television, and the beautiful world of books?
They can go to my website. My author website is irisbowling.net, just my name, .net. My business website is siriaustin.com. That is siriaustin.com. You can get information on all of my projects that we have going on, all of my the movie projects, the book projects that's coming up, and the workshop projects that we have coming up. It's called my Green Light series. So they can look at any of that and get that information on that. As for Deadly Sexy, the movie, you can go to GoFundMe.com/DS-themovie. And they can find out everything about Deadly Sexy, where we stand as far as the fundraising goes, what anything they want to know about Beverly Jenkins herself, anything that you want to know about me. You can find anything connected to the movie on that site as well. And, of course, I have the YouTube channel, so anyone that wants to see Season 1 of The Heart, it is on YouTube for free. They can go out there and they can just look for Iris Bowling and go to my channel. As far as Season 2 of The Heart, they can go to Amazon. Videos, if you have Prime, you can see it for free on Amazon Video because it is out there. And what else do I have? Oh, the audio book, The Pendleton Rule. The Pendleton Rule is on audio, and you can also get that through Amazon.
Okay. There you guys have it. Reach out to her. When you get the different casting members that you land, sign, and hook and ready to promote, tag
yes, ma'am.
Place so I can share it in on our page. You know me. I'm here to help you guys support and promote. Love to do business with you. I am so proud, and you are doing it. I mean, come on now. And you're blessed, and you're being a blessing to others, and I really appreciate that about you, Iris.
Oh, thank you, Latrice, and so are you. You open doors for us. You help us spread the word on different projects and things that we're doing, and it's not a lot of people that do that for indie authors. So I thank you for having your platform and for you allowing us to use it. Thank you very much for that.
Oh, you are so welcome. Have a beautiful rest of your morning and be blessed. And, guys, this interview will be on replay, so if you missed it, you can always come back to us. I'll share it on our page and our Facebook page and our social media so that you can listen to it and support the movie Deadly Sexy. Go, if you're interested in investing, go to the GoFundMe page and check out the details and connect with Iris for more information. That is our show today. Thank you and be blessed, y'all. Be safe.